Two cell phones, talking it like Jim Rohn, bringing it honest as the only way, listening to the Three Mentality Podcast. You can always get the podcast at threementality.com, yeah, iTunes, YouTube. See red, hashtag three mentality. Let's get it. Episode number 3, kicking it off with some recent NBA talk. Gonna bring you power rankings, big matchups coming up. But first off, gotta bring them up. LeBron James, recently got Coach Black fired. Tyronn Lue, okay, he stepped up, he stepped in, but they still lost to the Bulls, so that don't count. But back to LeBron. Had an argument with a couple people on my Facebook. And honestly, I don't think this argument, LeBron James is not the same. He doesn't even belong in the same category as Derrick Rose. Points right here. You can't name a single person he locked up. Them blocks on fast breaks, that's spectacular. Ooh, gets the crowd jumping, but that's really not one-on-one defense. That's not shutting people down like Derrick Rose does. Kyrie Irving, when they played them and they had the whole crowd booing, when Jimmy Butler hit that two-pointer, the crowd was booing. Kyrie Irving disappeared because Derrick Rose shut him down. LeBron James, he had a little layups, but we weren't even trying. So I give him 18. He had 26, but I give him 18. This taking it way back. But I'm just exposing his game, period. Like, when Kawhi Leonard shut him down when it counts. The only reason why Derrick Rose and the Bulls lose is because LeBron James either triple teams him or double teams him. Like, if you go look at the Eastern Conference Finals when they played, and Derrick Rose was taking the three-pointer, he had LeBron on him. Wade helped and Bosh helped. Like, y'all acting like LeBron is just that great of a player, for one. Don't compare him to Jordan. He's too soft. He the one who started that, when you run in the lane. I guarantee an 06, 07, you didn't hear that. But now he's a crybaby. Thank you, Wade, for his rings. And yet again, I'm not hating on him. I'm just exposing his game. But back to that. Can't compare Derrick Rose, shut down Kyrie Irving. Chris Paul, you can't name a small four LeBron actually shut down. You can't. Durant always puts up 30 on him. If you look at the Kyrie Irving highlights every time they play, he only scores on the bench. Against the bench, I'm sorry. But that's my whole point. Had to discuss that. For all you Derrick Rose haters and LeBron lovers, gotta put y'all up on real game. And another point, you can go look at a LeBron flop compilation. Whatever the word called. But you can't find a Derrick Rose flop. It's called Hardball. LeBron James wouldn't even last a game playing in the 90s, but Derrick Rose would, because, he came up like that. But I'm going to keep it real. It was a shocker to see Golden State beat us. But at the same time, the Cavs lost worse. But big wins by the Golden State Warriors. They first had the Cavs looking silly. They had the Cavs looking silly. LeBron, they got killed in the story. Kevin Love does not want to be with the Cavs. Can't even get in a group picture. That's one. And it's all because LeBron has the big head. He better thank Dwayne Wade for his rings. But then they come and handle Chicago. Yeah, they beat us, but key stat, Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler outscored Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. I want y'all to really that, you know, take that to the head, you know, let that sink in. LeBron couldn't do nothing. Once again, the good defender shut him down. Shout out Andre Iguodala. And now everybody's saying LeBron is old. I'm not hating LeBron. I'm just exposing his game. You can't name a single player that shut down Derrick Rose. Seriously, come on now. But Golden State demolished Cavs. They killed us. But once again, Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose outscored Klay and Curry. Once again, they stepped up. Acknowledge that. Stephen A. acknowledged the truth and stop riding the wave. Stop it, man. But another upset that I didn't even recognize was they beat the Spurs almost as bad. But Timmy was out, so you never know. Because I think regular season is a joke. I mean, not a joke, but people don't really play serious in the regular season. They just get healthy, and they get the team chemistry just right for the playoffs. And that's when the big teams step up, which I don't see Golden State doing. But, you know, they got three good wins on their resume for the regular season. But when the playoffs come, I don't know. But they got a big test coming up this weekend against OKC. KD just hit the buzzer beater to seal the game. That's going to be the key matchup. Because, you know, Russell going to drop 38. I say he's going to have 10 boards, 4 assists. But the key of this game is just like the Bulls did. Can they outscore, talking about Russell Westbrook and KD, can they outscore Klay and Curry like Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler did? I think Westbrook going to step up, but I think KD is a little bit too soft. He pay attention to, like, he be playing LeBron and having LeBron kill him and embarrass him. Like, he can't do that. He has to step up, take charge in his own path, and elevate against the competition. Like, you can't. It's no fair game on the court. He be in his feelings like, this is not entertainment, dog. You trying to. It's like a battle. You got to have that battlefield mentality. You got to have that three mentality, man. You got to be on that court like you want it, man. It gets not friendly on the court, regular season or postseason. But that's the key matchup. Will KD step up? And I believe, but before that, I'm going to say, who is Klay Thompson? Like, I'm not a fan whatsoever, so I really think OKC is going to take this one. KD and Westbrook going to step up. You know, silence the haters, you know. Had the Golden State Warriors lose, they're going to lose more than 10 games, period. But, you know, this is the start of the slump. I'm calling out, they're going to have a slump. Somebody's going to get hurt. But big game, I see 97 popped in my head for the Golden State Warriors, and 113 popped in my head for OKC. So that's a score. 113 and 97, big victory. Easy victory. And Russell Westbrook, my second favorite player behind Derrick Rose, ahead of Andrew Wiggins. But you know, they're going to pull this W out. Shout out to Golden State Warriors for trying to distract KD, because like I said, he's really not a savage on the court, so they peeped that. They seen it. So, distraction, talking about they're going to get him in the free agency. That's a good distraction. Clap it up. But once again, it all depends on what's going on in the court. On the court, you got to be a savage on the court, and you got to turn up. But, yeah, I'm predicting the L for Golden State. Even though I'm JC, you know. Big boss CEO 3 mentality, so you already know I should be on ESPN, but I'm just grinding, so believe me when I say they're gonna take a L. But you know, once they take these L's, they can rest for the All-Star game. And I'm gonna bring you my and bring you on what I think will be some good trades or some good transactions going on. I really think if Derrick Rose don't win a ring this year, I mean, I don't know if he won the standing shot, but I know he practices in L.A. with Russell Westbrook. If the Los Angeles Lakers can get both of them on the same roster, Derrick Rose playing the one, Russell playing the two, with Jakob Noah heading there too, well, that was a load. That was some bars for y'all. That would be deadly. Roy Hibbert, you wouldn't even have to play like an all-star competitor. You can just sit back. I would rather see Westbrook and Rose in LA over KD and Westbrook. Like, that's not gelling whatsoever. Like, KD is a more laid-back type. But like I said, if LA make that happen, that's what's happening. But if that don't work, I want to see Boogie Cousins out of Sacramento. Like I told him, I don't see you winning a ring in Sacramento after we just beat them. Derrick Rose had a big game. No Jimmy Butler, but man, Cousins, so you ran up on the boys. You already know them boys. They know he seen C-Red Nation. He know he fled out of there a little bit. But I can see Boogie. Like I told him, you need to be in a place where you can contend for a ring. Don't go with LeBron, because he's not a leader for one. He's not a team player. He doesn't know how. He needs somebody to help him out with that. You don't gel with LeBron, period. He's going to try to be your daddy, and that's not happening, as you've seen with him and Thompson. Thompson not going for it, but either come to the shot, man. That's where you need to go. If Derrick Rose don't move, you need to come to the shot. They need to free some cap space. Gasol, Boogie, Rose, Butler. I mean, we do got depth on in the bench. Aaron Brooks, Etuan Moore, Nikola Mirotic, McDermott stepping up. And what's his name? The three-point shooter Mike Dunleavy. We got him too. Secret weapon. He's getting healthy. So, that's just some little thoughts I'm hearing going around. But heard KD is trying to go to Washington. If KD want to win a ring, why would you leave Russell Westbrook to go play with John Wall? Like, John Wall don't compare to Russell Westbrook at all. Like, John Wall is actually a terrible player, and I hate watching him because he only uses his left hand. He can't shoot, can't play defense. Like, why would you downgrade like that? But another trade, I see. I want to be a Pistons fan so bad because I'm actually just a D-Rose fan. But I'm arguing because the Pistons fan think Andre Drummond is. He plays okay defense, but when I was sitting courtside at the Bulls game, he got shut down. I couldn't even find him. I didn't even know he was on the court. They didn't call his name at all, besides him missing free throws. But if you work on this post game, get rid of Reggie Jackson, please. Oh, and another big trade too. Ooh, I like to see this. Blake Griffin moving on from the Clippers. Yeah, they gave us a whooping. You know, they hit double digits in three-pointers. They killed us. Beat us by at least 20, I think. But he, on the floor, he's just an asset. He's crowding up space. He's not really a deadly three-point shooter. With Jordan and Paul running the pick, there's no point in having him. You need floor space so DeAndre Jordan can go for the oops and all that. And I had another problem with Hoiberg. If you're facing the Clippers, you need a body on Jordan at all times. Force him to make post plays. Like, I'm watching the game and I see him just running around like Come on, man. If we had Boogie, that'd be on point. You need a body on DeAndre Jordan. Force him to make post moves, which he can't do. And force him to shoot. I don't care. I don't care if the fans care or not. Like, I got to give me a W. Tell him to hit some free throws. Shit. But I definitely see Blake Griffin moving on. Causing too much trouble at the wrong time. But I really think people was moving towards the three-point shooters. But you never know, because you can just get Curry in foul trouble. But you never know people game plan. But with Blake not on the floor, it creates way more space for DeAndre, Chris Paul to operate. And he could just pass it out to any three-point shooter he wants. So that's another big trade I see. But yeah, but you know, I would like to see my third favorite player, Andrew Wiggins, get some help in Minnesota. He needs a big man ASAP. He needs foundation around him. Zach LaVine, he aight. But the biggest problem, they need some big man down there, man. Karl Anthony Towns is doing it alone. The other center, he's not doing it, man. Big for no reason. But KG is there putting in work with Karl Anthony Towns. They just need one more big to fit the puzzle. And I'm going to bring this up. After watching the Wolves play the Cavs, I got to come on and say it. But once again, I'm not being a LeBron hater. I'm just being an exposer. The Cavs would have been better without LeBron. I listen to Jalen and Jacoby and Stephen A. Smith on First Take. I haven't heard nobody bring this argument up because they're probably LeBron lovers. But I'm going to say here first on the Three Mentality Podcast, J-So on the mic, the Cavs would have been better without LeBron James. Did you see Andrew Wiggins against Kobe? If Kyrie Irving, Andrew Wiggins, Thompson, like I said, all Andrew Wiggins need right now on the Wolves are big men. And that's without a player with the caliber as Kyrie Irving. I mean, he might not step up against D-Rose because D-Rose is really an elite guard, but he can still put in work from here to there, relieve some stress. Andrew Wiggins coming off the pick and roll, and Kyrie just sitting there, or he can move around. That'll be deadly, better than LeBron just coming up the court, going to the paint, throwing it out like that. So, like I said, I'm telling you it here first. Black was there for Andrew Wiggins and the rest of that team. LeBron just came back and messed up the whole team like he always do. Like, it's time for LeBron to go, man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he leave and go somewhere to play with Melo or something. But telling you here first, he messed up the Cavs. They would have been better with Andrew Wiggins on the squad. Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving would have been better than LeBron and Kyrie, because LeBron is not a real leader whatsoever. Not hating, I'm just exposing his game. But I would have rather seen Wiggins and Kyrie develop and take over this league better than LeBron and Kyrie. But with that being said, like Young Thug. Nah, I ain't even gonna go there with that Young Thug and Future beef, but I'm gonna try to, you know, predict the future potential conference matchups, NBA Finals matchups out the East. You know, I'm gonna give it to the Cavaliers. I'm gonna give it to them. Cause, you know, they stepping up their tempo on a fast break, beat the Spurs, you know, a good win. Don't know if they threw that game or not. You never know in the regular season, but talking to Stephen A., he told me, had them Cavs in there. And you already know I'm C-Red all day. So, them Bulls gonna be in there. And if Derrick Rose can stay healthy, get the rest he need, Gasol get the rest he need, Jimmy Butler, lockdown. LeBron put that body on him. Key thing about LeBron, he's not a dribbler. You have to play up on him. I don't know if they're going to hear this podcast, but that's what I see in his game. Make him dribble. He's not a dribbler. No handles. No handles. But potential matchup of the Eastern Conference. Chicago Bulls and Cleveland Cavaliers. I will be at all the home games. I will be at every game if that happened. But, you know. And shout out Stephen A. He said he's going to give me a shout out on his show if the Bulls get more than 2 wins in that game. You know he a hater. He a LeBron lover, which I don't know why, because he don't compare to Jordan or Kobe. He's in his own league of his own because he's a flopper. He's a crybaby, yells when he goes to the rim. Like, come on, man. But I see the Bulls winning that in 6. You know, easy. We just got to get our 3-point shooters ready to let them go. And that's all we need to do, because you already know Kyrie going to get shut down by Poudini. But see the Bulls in the finals. Moving on. But out of the Western Conference, I don't know why. It's either the Spurs or Golden State against OKC. Because I know OKC going to be in it regardless. Is the Spurs going to make it? Or is the Golden Bait Warriors going to make it? Let me see. I mean, I still got to go with them Spurs, hands down. Tim Duncan on the court. You got Tim Duncan. They center that don't even got to jump to dunk. LaMarcus Aldridge, Tony Parker. I mean, we got to find somebody else to guard Steph. But, you know, just chase him off the line. Chase him off the three. Or you can double pick and rolls. Popovich is going to find some magic to do. Either double on Curry and make other people make decisions with the ball. You know, Draymond Green, force him to make decisions. They center. All them floaters, I seen him airball a floater. Make him make decisions. Just double Steph and Klay coming off the pick. And make other people decide on what to do. Have them score as many twos and drain them out as possible. But I see out the West, I don't see nobody beating OKC. With the teamwork and the ball movement they got going on, with Russell Westbrook and them alley-oops he be throwing, and you got Deion Waiters in the corner waiting for a three, they can run more double picks with KD. And the guy they be throwing the oop to, what's his name? It's not Cantor. It's not Serge. Oh, Steven Adams. Yep. Double picks with Adams and KD and Russell at point. That's going to be deadly. You can see that coming. Reporting here first. 3 Mentality Podcast. And so that brings the matchup. Westbrook versus Rose. KD versus Butler. And the biggest one is Gasol going to step up against Serge Ibaka, because when we played him around Christmas, it got really ugly. Like, Serge was trying to throw them hands, and now you already know they dropping bodies in Chirac, so you definitely don't want to throw them hands. Like, it's phone calls being made. Like, don't play, Serge. You already know what's up. But leaving it on the court, Gasol has to step up big against Serge. Hopefully we get Boogie Cousins down there in the paint to protect it, because, you know, Taj just got dunked on by Boogie, for real. But that's all we're missing, because we're going to get Mike Dunleavy back, our 3-point killer from deep. All we need is a big man to protect the paint. So, Boogie, all them messages I'm sending you, dog, come down to the shop, man. You know, put on that red, man, and come get you a ring, man. But Where you deserve it. It ain't no egos on this team, man. We not trying to win a ring for the town. Like, man, that's garbage, man. Come get you a ring in the shop, man. But the Bulls beat them in OKC. But that's going to be a tough matchup. But, you know, I'm gonna be honest, Derrick Rose, when you play big games, he be getting tired. It's not the shoes. I don't know. I'm gonna go get me some D Rose shoes too, or some Pure Boost, cause you know I'm always on my feet. These Black Forces, they ain't doing it right now. They're my favorite shoes. Black Forces, all black low tops. But that matchup, I think KD gonna get loose on Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry, JB, Mr. Get Buckets, but as long as they control or put a body in front of Russell Westbrook, then it should be an even game. I see 87-95 Bulls win that one. Oh, it's going to be some close games. Oh, but I'm predicting that's going to be the finals, close games. You know, everybody playing their hearts out. You can't do nothing. The loser, I'm not even going to hate on the loser because you got to respect them. Like, they really grinded up. It wasn't handed out. But hopefully if they lose, Russell and D-Rose will match up in L.A. purple and gold. But that's going to be a tough finals. That's going to be a good finals. Once again, I'm going to be at the finals too if the Bulls make it. Because, you know, I got to say that cheddar. But predicting the finals, early prediction, count it out. Count it in, though, because, you know, it's J-So 3 mentality. Let's get it. Bringing you some NFL gossip. You know I bleed blue. Detroit Lions, favorite team. I still got faith in us. We're going to win that bowl. But first, it was Barry. Now, it's Calvin. Ran off on the floor twice. But word on the street, we're going to get Alshon Jeffrey. You know me. I've been through thick and thin with these boys, man. I got a basketball room, Detroit Lions. Got pajamas. House shoes, jogging pants, hoodies, jackets, footballs from the Super Bowl when Jerome Bettis came through. He showed me love. But even the 0-16 season, so you know I'm never gonna give up on my boys. You know, if I go through 0-16, it ain't no giving up, so I'm not giving up whatsoever. But I just hope we do good in this draft. Don't get no scrub. We got linebackers, defensive ends. The main attack should be receivers or... No, first it needed... I'm going to break this down to y'all. The only reason why Sherman gets his props is because of that D-line. If you seen him in the Pro Bowl, he actually got burnt for going deep. But if it was for D-line, they wouldn't even got deep. So the point I'm trying to tell you is that it all depends on the D-line and the linebackers. But either Alshon Jeffrey or that Alabama linebacker will do. But mainly we need cornerbacks, man. I'm tired of seeing Slay not trying to fight for the ball. He's just looking at the receiver running down the field. Like, that needs to stop, man. We need big improvements. I'm really doubting if Martha Ford can actually run the Lions, if a female can handle that bitch. It's because, you know, I don't know, man. I ain't trying to go there. I ain't trying to reach that far, but I'm just saying, man. Need some big changes on the defense, man. Our offense is set. You got to say that because we're a mess running the draft O-lineman. Man, we need some defensive ends. We let go Cliff Averill. He won the ring. But let go of Sue. Defensive ends and defense. That's all we need to focus on. Defense win championships. Even though I don't think the Broncos are going to pull this one out with the top-rated defense. But Lions, focus on the defense, man. I'm tired of losing, man. We need to be in them playoffs, man. Stafford, he getting there. But come on, man. Pick defense, man. Defense. But gonna bring you talking about defense. The Super Bowl this Sunday. And we do this for fun. You know, I bet Monopoly money that the Panthers is going to pull the upset. I mean, it's not even an upset. The Panthers is really rolling right now. I just hope people are telling me, like, oh, you know how the NFL go. Cinderella story. You always go out with your ring, blah, blah, blah. I just hope that's not the key, because I really got like a, I got like a couple faces on of Monopoly money. I think I got $2,000 of Monopoly money on the Panthers. So Cam Newton with your tight pants. I mean, I don't really pay attention to social media like that, but I just hope this ain't no fluke, that I get all my Monopoly money back. Peyton Manning, he go to the Rams. But as you know what I seen that I'm kind of scared of, even though I hear Peyton Manning going to get surgery. If you watch the game against Arizona, the only reason why they got really beat back is because they didn't have a quarterback that had that caliber or the capabilities to get the ball there to the receivers. Many times I've seen the Panthers cornerbacks being late to the ball, getting burnt on a route. But I don't know if Peyton Manning is going to really... I got a feeling Peyton is going to... If he be accurate and throw that ball like crazy, I'm going to be really upset. Because at the beginning of the season, I had the Broncos and the Lions going to the bowl. And the Lions winning. So if the Broncos win this game, I'm going to be super sick. Man, I'm going to be sick. Lose all my Monopoly money. But I don't think that running game is going to get going. It all depends on Kuechly and that other linebacker that's stepping up. Because if Peyton Manning comes through, playing with that D-line, making them jump off sides. If he really using his head and trying to win this game, it's going to be ugly for the Panthers. I just hope that the Panthers can make a lot of runs. I mean, create some running lanes for Cam Newton, because I don't think he's a good stand in the pocket corner quarterback. But he threw that pick to Peterson. But I think that's his only flaw. Don't make him sit in that pocket. Make some design runs for him. Get that offensive line moving. Make them. I don't wish this, but TJ Ward, every game he's getting hurt. So if they get that line moving, and you know they pancake blocking these safeties, I think it'll be an easy game. Just pay attention to your craft. Don't fall for paying many games. Use your head. And that's how they'll win. I got the Panthers winning 31-16. Panthers, you know, pass the torch on Peyton Manning, another L in the playoffs, another L in the bowl for him. But I congratulate him because he did take out Tom Brady, which I didn't expect. But he did that, you know. Said it's going to be his last run. I just hope it don't be no Cinderella like everybody telling me. Or I will definitely think the NFL is fixed and I will lose my Monopoly money. Okay. First, it was the light skin. Now, let me stop. First, it was Drake versus Meek. I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion about that. I was riding home at like 3 in the morning from the club. And I hear they going snapping. Meek Mill, it was a song. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all think I was finished? Then they're going to play back to back. Like, that was some of the most lame. Like, my vibe was killed instantly because I didn't have my aux cord. My vibe, no hate towards Drake. He got this, I like Nothing Was the Same, man. The album when he had the gold on it. It was black and gold. Take care. But when they playing Meek and he going hard like that, and he really spitting them bars, not ghost written, don't play back to back. Them not even in the same lane. That's one. But now it's Kanye and Wiz, Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian. The Kardashians do anything for fame. All of them got fake booties, fake lips, like Kylie Jenner. How do you go from looking like that to now you look like a top model? You even got a tan. That's why I don't get mad at Ray J for hitting Kim. Because if I find me something like that, I'll believe I'm hitting regardless. But, you know, Drake, Wiz, I'm about to listen to the Max B replied to Kanye naming his album Waves. I'm about to listen to that interview soon, but rap beef, it ain't no need to rap beef. Make a record, man. Make some records, because believe me, Three Mentality is making records. Coming soon. Got me a new artist, Queen. She bad with a code from the D. Love them lions like me, so you know. We'll see how that go, if she can spit. But, you know, I'm always keeping talent on deck. You know, making records. I make my own beats, you know. Got me about 20 of them ready to go. Fire hot. ThreeMentality.com coming soon. I mean, that's a website, but the music part coming soon. But, man, just make some records, man. Make some records. Give back to the community, which I'm going to do. That's what they need to be doing, man, instead of, I know, low-key Kanye made a song called FML, that means Fuck My Life, and I really think he mad about Mary and Kim, because they love black people, but they'll do anything for fame. Khloé went from not having a butt to now she got a fatty. Kylie Jenner didn't even look the same in the face, got lip jobs. Booty implants. Like, I salute Kendall, cause she the coldest out of all of them. She don't care what nobody gotta say. And the bread, if the bread ain't there, you just need to get on your hustle. You gonna be old in the mug with a fake booty. I never seen a grandma with a fake booty in my life. Like, this is the Kardashian era. But you know, I'm not mad at Ray J for doing his thing, cause I would have did the same thing too. But you know. Can't wait to hear Kanye's new album. I ain't been listening to Wiz like that, but you know, I'm gonna get on that wave, you know. Listen to that Lil Wayne and Carter 2 right now. Pusha T, The Weeknd, that's all on my playlist, man, besides people calling my phone all day. But yeah, make some records, man. And I got a comment on this beef, too. 50 Cent, Meek Mill. Man, just grow as one, man. Just do something for the city, man. I mean, 50, he got big and all that, but your pass, man, it's kind of shaky, but at least he can touch down in the D. Rick Ross can't. But, you know, leave it on the records, man. If y'all mean person is that serious, man, throw them hands in there. Or do a boxing match for charity or something. You know, I know Meek got somebody in his camp the size of 50. And 50 got somebody in his camp the size of Meek. So it all can throw them hands, man, like all in them cells, man. Y'all both in the day, like y'all in the same cell with the same bed. I mean, not the same bed, but y'all got two different beds that throw y'all the sheets. Man, it ain't no sheets up in there. That's a ring, man. That cell is a ring, so treat it like a ring. If y'all really want to take it there, that's where y'all going to be at. So throw them hands if y'all really bought it, man. And some more news that I'm upset about. Powerball. $1.3 billion. Less than 24 hours. The man who won it OD'd. I got two questions. This man, I just can't believe that. Have you ever worked a day in your life? Do you know people will kill for $1 million? People don't even touch $100,000, dog. And yet he won the gold, man. I can't believe that. But second question. Where did the rest of the money go? What happened to the rest of the money? But, you know, shame news. I can't believe they let somebody eat everything. L.A., Los Angeles, that's the city. That's the United States, man. So if you're trying to win that lottery, head over to to Los Angeles, man, period. Because how do you OD with $1 billion, dog? I know you turned up, but goddamn, do you realize, dog? I don't know if somebody did the easy E to him and, you know, did him dirty. But what, man, you got $1.3 billion, dog. That's more than Floyd, Diddy, Jay-Z, dog. You made more money than all of them doing nothing, man. And he OD'ing. Man, thank y'all for listening to the podcast, man. You can always check it out. ThreeMentality.com. On YouTube, 3 Mentality. Got music coming on the way, so be on the lookout. But yet again, 3mentality.com. You can find all your links, everything there. pictures, podcasts, music, which is coming soon, and much more. Merchandise, all that.